You might remember last year when an apartment building in Sydney was evacuated. It's called the Opal Tower, and it actually happened on Christmas Eve. Well, now residents of another Sydney unit block have had to find emergency accommodation after someone spotted cracks in the walls. Authorities evacuated the building in Mascot last night after an engineer raised the alarm. So it's become the second Sydney apartment block to be evacuated due to structural concerns in the last 6 months. Isabel Rowe has this report.
With just enough time to grab an overnight bag, residents of Mascot Towers like Violetta were told to get out.
Feels pretty crap and upset and don't know what to do. And so they just said look for friends or family or whatever. Yeah.
Fabiano De Santos was asleep at about 6 o'clock last night when there was a commotion downstairs.
I went to talk with the manager and they just saying we have like 30 minutes to evacuate, to take the cars out of the garage. The park sound somewhere and just grab whatever we can and have to wait or go someone else. The walls are moving. That's what the manager said.
Emergency services blocked off the area around Mascot Towers after a routine engineering assessment. A letter from building management told residents cracks had formed in the transfer slab beams supporting the primary building corner. 95 of the 131 units have been evacuated as a precaution, and residents haven't been told when they'll be allowed back in. Watching on from the street below his home, unit owner Anthony was unimpressed.
There's not a lot that's been shared except that email came from the strata people. All I can see here is tenants and babies getting, denied entry, and we hope that the builders or the people who are responsible for this will be held accountable.
He's lived in the building for 11 years.
It's had so many issues from day one, little issues that you wouldn't think would be this big, but there's been defects reported. Now, I guess defects happen in most apartments, right? But you would have never thought that it would come to this.
It's a familiar story in Sydney. The 392-unit Opal Tower building at Olympic Park was evacuated on Christmas Eve after residents heard a loud crack. A two-month investigation found support beams had burst under pressure, and many of the apartments are still vacant months on. The New South Wales opposition spokeswoman on better regulation, Yasmin Cadley, blames current laws.
It appears that this is symbolic of the failure of building regulation in New South Wales. Quite frankly, we are crossing the line where buildings are not just substandard, but they're actually unsafe. None of this, cutting red tape here and cutting red tape there to save a few bucks, because at the end of the day, buildings are being driven by price rather than quality, and that is not good enough.
But it's not clear what's caused the cracks at Mascot Towers. Resident Fabiano De Santos just hopes it won't take long to fix.
It is a surprise for everyone, especially for us, because we just bought a unit here like 2 or 3 months ago.
Nearby streets in Mascot remain closed this morning.
Isabel Rowe reporting.